Well, it's clear that I'm an addict, and all I like to do is speak to entrepreneurs and business leaders, because that's all I seem to do all day long when I'm on Radio Entrepreneurs. And when I'm not on Radio Entrepreneurs, I'm doing my consulting for my consulting firm, Mage LLC, and I'm talking to entrepreneurs. The next guest, returning guest, James Parker, Director of Food and Beverage, the Row Hotel in Boston. Big news, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we were very lucky. Travelandleisure.com last month gave us a ranking of 44th in the world for 2019 for hotels. So we've been blessed by that free marketing and just been picking up business and just working every day in the restaurant and events. And we're on our fifth wedding already, so the hotel's really taken off after 1 year.
Wow, quite exciting.
Yeah.
So how did you get, what's your route to Row Hotel?
So I was in Boston managing several restaurants and bars in the area, Back Bay, every neighborhood you can think of. And then I transferred over, I started a family, transferred over to hotels, and I was with Marriott for a while. And now I'm with a different company, Colwyn Management, but a great company, growing so fast, managing about 6 to 10 new hotels every year. And I'm blessed to be with the Row, which is the only second autograph hotel in the city and the state. So the only other...
Autographed hotel.
Autograph collection hotel, yeah.
Oh, you mean with autographs in it?
Yep, so Marriott has a brand called Autograph Collection, and we're one of two in the state. So
are there multiple hotels in the portfolio that you're working for?
No. So I only work at the Row for the food and beverage.
But do the owners of the Row own other hotels?
Yes. They have about 32 hotels so far, from New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
And what would that name be under if people were looking for them?
It's Colwyn Management.
Spell that?
C-O-L-W-E-N, Management.
So that's where you'd see all the hotels.
Correct. And they're out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they're building like crazy.
Oh, that's great,
and it's awesome.
And it has a thumbprint of how they like to build hotels.
Yes. So they have a beautiful design company. As if you can see the Row, the Row Hotel at assemblyrow.com is our website. It's just a gorgeous hotel. I mean, anytime we bring in corporate events, meetings, your clients will only just beg you to come back. That's all we've been getting. So every meeting that we have, all the corporate businesses around the area, it is in Somerville, so it's outside of Boston, which is very convenient.
It's all right. My daughter lives in Somerville.
Yeah. Somerville is a great city. You get outside of the city a little bit, and literally every meeting we've had since our year anniversary on the 10th of this month, every person has come back and said, we want to book for next year. We want to book for next year. This is an amazing hotel. Food's unbelievable. Design's unbelievable. So it's really a great hotel, and I'm very proud to be a part of it right now.
Well, again, you got a little bit into your background. Can we get a full disclosure on your background, how you got into this whole field?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Sandwich, Mass, Cape Cod. So I went to school at Lesley University in Cambridge, right on Mass Ave. I played a little basketball. I played college basketball as well, high school basketball. Went to school at Lesley. Did some internships with the mayor of Cambridge, and I was going to go that route for government. And then I decided my side job would be bartending. So I did some bartending, of course, to make some extra cash. And then just got into management and worked my way through Boston, experienced all of the neighborhoods, all of the Boston nightlife that everybody loves around here, and then just got into hotels and worked my way up. Now food and beverage director. So just very happy. Now that I have a family with two little girls, I got to be a little stable and not work until 4 a.m.
Is that tough?
Yeah. So I look over the restaurant and events at the hotel. All the food and beverage that goes through there. We just started new menus. So August 5th, we released our new menu, brand new menu, just around the year anniversary. We have some great stuff on there. Miso glazed pork belly in a steamed bun.
Oh, my wife likes that.
That's okay. Amazing. Yeah. We have petite filet, seasonal vegetables. It's just so delicious. And then I'm very proud of starting a whole new cocktail list. And we have our own wine cuvée over there as well that fits 8 wines. We have a Rioja from Spain that's on the cuvée list. We also have a Sancerre, obviously from France. And it's just a huge upgrade for us. And the customers are really responding, and it's a great deal. And we were actually lucky last week that Bill Marriott Jr., the executive chair, came in and took a picture with us and met us all.
Yeah, are you part of the Marriott family?
Yes, yeah. So we're in the Autograph brand for Marriott. So we get both sides of the hotel world, Colwyn Management and then Marriott-owned property. So basically, it's best of both worlds. We get to compete with the best of the best in hotels with the Marriott brands. And also, not only did we get the ranking from travelandleisure.com, but we were on WCVB News, Channel 5. Boston Magazine put us out there.
I'm just looking at your website now. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And so in the Marriott world, we also have a lot of praise. We have a score that we get from our guests, and right now we're around 25th out of 109 Autograph hotels in the world for our scores based on just what our clients have been saying to us.
And there are other hotels in this series, aren't there, in other cities like
right.
New York?
Yep. So Autograph collections are rare, but there are about, I'd say, 1 to 2 on average per large city in the U.S.
Great. Yeah. Now, for any of our listeners who are looking for the hotel or the website, how would they find it?
So it's on 360 Foley Street. It's in Assembly Row. You can't really miss it. It's a very large gray building, and actually from our front entrance, you can see the new casino, Encore. So if you're looking to get there, right now they haven't built the walking bridge, which I think is going up soon, which will, I mean, give us even more business. But besides that, the hotel actually invested in a 1958 Ford Edsel because the area was a Ford plant. So that's why it's named after a bunch of stuff from the Ford plant back in the day. Our ballroom is called Assembly. Our meeting room is called Ford. So we got a Ford Edsel, 1958 pink Ford Edsel, and we take pictures with that with the brides and grooms that come in. And we can also use it to drive people around the area if they'd like to get somewhere besides Uber.
Great. Again, speaking with James Parker, Director of Food and Beverage, The Row Hotel in Boston. Just one last time, if someone wants to find the hotel, how would they do that?
Yep, so they can go to The Row Hotel at assemblyrow.com.
Great.
And they can email me if they want or come see me. I'm there all the time. The hotel number is 617-628-1300.
Thanks, James.
No problem.
And congratulations.
Appreciate it.
It's great to be on a winning team, isn't it?
Yes.
Great. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after this short break.